USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is now requesting an audit of the FAA's approval of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX 8. The U.S. recently grounding the aircraft model after two deadly international crashes in less than 5 months. The U.S. move came after similar actions by dozens of other countries. In a statement, the Secretary notes that safety is the top priority of her department. Meanwhile, a new FAA administrator is in the works, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump has announced he intends to nominate Steve Dixon to be the next administrator. He's a former fighter pilot, a former Delta captain, and a one-time airline executive. The Senate will still have to confirm him.
A sheriff's deputy in the state of Washington dead after being shot during what started out as a routine traffic stop last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A federal judge is halting the Trump administration from being able to move forward with a transgender military ban. A Tuesday ruling coming days after the Pentagon announced the policy would take effect on April 12th. Judge Colleen Collar-Cottley issuing a notice saying her previous injunction remains in place despite an appeals court order vacating the earlier decision. In February, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to lift two other injunctions in separate cases concerning that transgender policy. Prosecutors in Florida will drop the prostitution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft with conditions. There are reports prosecutors in Jupiter want to dismiss the solicitation charges against Kraft and the other men charged, but they have to admit that they would have been proven guilty at trial. And in addition, the men would have to take a screening for sexually transmitted diseases. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Prime Minister of New Zealand has called for national unity as residents of Christchurch, New Zealand try to return to life as normal. John Clements reports.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke to Parliament in response to last Friday's attacks at two different mosques that left 50 people dead. She said New Zealand is a nation of 160 different languages.
We open our doors to others and say welcome. And the only thing that must change after the events of Friday is that this same door must close on all of those who espouse hate and fear.
In a 70-page document issued before the attack, the gunman called foreign immigrants invaders. I'm John Clemens.
Large marine mammals are dying because they're eating trash in the ocean. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Scientists say a whale that washed up dead in the Philippines last weekend died because it had eaten 88 pounds of plastic. The 15.5-foot-long whale's belly was packed with shopping bags, rice sacks, and banana plantation-style bags. A non-governmental agency that collects and preserves dead animals says the whale died of dehydration and starvation because the mass of plastic in its stomach kept it from being able to get the nutrients it needed to live. The agency says some of the plastic trash had been in the whale's stomach for so long it had calcified. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.